Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Welcome.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. I'm Patrick File.
How's everybody doing?
Drinking some scotch.
I'm drinking a tecate.
Tecate. You already had your scotch.
I did. Hey, who's our sponsor this week?
BestHotGirlsPicks.com.
Leaving out the brown and pink parts.
Anyway, so we're coming from Los Angeles, California still, where it's finally... The unrelenting, anus-melting heat has finally stopped.
It's so hot. It really is miserable.
It's been – today's only like 85. It's been – it was over 100 a couple days ago,
yeah.
Which fucking sucked.
We don't have air conditioning in our studio. We just can't afford it because not enough of you are clicking on
Amazon.com.
Amazon affiliate
go to
link.
Crab Diving. If you're going to buy something from Amazon, go to the crabdiving.com website. And down there on the lower left is an Amazon banner. Just click on that, and whatever you buy, we get a little taste. We get a little something from. And
so gross. We get a taste.
We do. We get a taste of whatever shitty cookbook you bought from Amazon.
Yummy. I'm hungover a little bit.
50 Shades of Grey, huh?
I'm hungover today.
Oh, last night was...
I did a set at the Silver Lake Lounge at an open mic, and it's so seedy there. I got so drunk. You know, they had a $7 pitchers of beer, and we live in Los Angeles, and that's a good fucking deal, man.
It's PBR, right?
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, it's horrible beer, and I had probably two pitchers. You had a whiskey.
I did.
And,
That's it.
So sorry. I just feel like shit today. I'm glad I have this beer right now. It's kind of like hair of the dog.
Good thing it's not as hot as it was. You'd probably feel...
Oh, I'd be dying.
Even shittier.
Be dying. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I don't know. Are you ready for stories?
Yeah.
I got some shit. We could do a name that state.
Florida.
No, this one I got you. It's Minnesota.
Ugh.
It doesn't matter anyway.
A lot of hot chicks in Minnesota.
This is a good one. This is from TwinCities.com, where I'm sure everyone's going to rush to see what's been going on in Minneapolis and Stepal.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
I've always wanted to open a strip club in Minnesota and call it the Twin Titties. Wouldn't that be great?
There's a what is it? Is it Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis? That's where all the – that's kind of like Strip Club Row.
Oof. I've never been there.
There was a place there called – I think it was called Dream Girls.
Oh, I've been there. On Wednesday afternoon, they have the C-section review. It's nice.
They're all college students. You should know that. They're all working their way through college.
I'm sure they are. Like varicose veins.
I'm an astrophysics major.
Yeah.
Okay, a woman at a St. Paul bus stop was sitting at the corner of University and Marion, not that it matters, but she called 911 because she saw a guy pull up in a car in front of her, and he was performing oral sex on a white dildo.
Why is it important in this story that the dildo's white?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, because if it was a black dildo, we'd be like, oh, yeah, I totally get it. I love to suck a black dildo.
Yeah, it's no story if it's a black dildo.
So, okay, just to be clear, the dildo was white.
The dildo was a white dildo.
Okay, go on.
Cars behind the man had been honking their horns trying to get him to move, she said, and there were kids around. The children. Police responded to the call and noticed a red pickup. Several blocks away, after they pulled over Brian Wuchki.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Brian Boitano.
Yeah. What would Brian Boitano do? After pulling over Brian Wuchki, 45, of Farmington, police searched the interior of his truck and found a sex toy under a flannel shirt. Assuming it was the white dildo in question. They also noted several pairs of women's panties strewn around the interior, including hanging from the rearview mirror and the gear shift.
Okay, just to be clear, because I have the listening comprehension of a third grader.
Okay, we can recap.
He stopped traffic because he was so enthralled in sucking off a white dildo.
Yeah.
That's what happened?
That's what I've got so far, but there's more. when they performed a pat-down search of the man.
Okay.
And reached, quote, the waistline area, officers could feel something vibrating.
Oh, that's horrible.
The man informed them he also had a sex toy inserted inside of him.
Wait, he had something in his ass that was vibrating.
Shoved up his ass.
It was vibrating so hard that when you touched him, you could feel something. Vibrating inside of him.
Well, I think you'd probably be able to feel if he had a vibrator shoved up his ass.
We are disgusting. We're disgusting fucking people. Minnesota. Oh my God.
The cop said, "This one's kind of unique. We'll be talking about this one for a while."
The cop said that?
Yeah.
That's unique. Yeah. Thank God. Oh my God.
Sheriff officials at the jail removed it as they were booking him.
Oh my God.
But as of late, nobody was comfortable in trying to turn it off. They figured they'd just let the batteries run out. So somewhere in the jail is a box with a vibrating dildo in it.
And nobody knew how to turn it off? Or nobody wanted,
nobody wanted to touch it?
Whatever.
How did they take it out? Without touching
it. Their fucking hands and a I guarantee. Let me tell you how they took it out. Some gigantic, fat fucking police officer that has to anally search people put on some disgusting gloves, shoved his hand up the guy's ass, and just ripped it out unceremoniously. That's how that shit went down. That's a horrible, horrible thing, man. Do you ever see that? There used to be a website called gross.com. I think.
No.
Oh, the worst stuff ever. They showed an x-ray of a guy that had shoved a jelly jar in his asshole. Like a whole jelly jar with the lid on and everything.
Was there jelly in it?
And I think it was an x-ray or the MRI. I don't know. But you could see the Schmucker's bottle in his fucking colon.
What? Well, okay.
He was bored, man. Why did he shove a jelly jar in his asshole?
Play Nintendo.
He doesn't read. That's why. I mean, you know. That's why you should learn, you should teach your kids to read at an early age, because when they're bored, they'll pick up like a John Grisham novel or something, and they won't shove like a big white dildo in their ass and stop traffic or whatever the fuck happened.
There's a picture of this guy, and I mean, sure, he's everything you would think he would
be. He looks like Brad Pitt, I imagine.
He looks like David Crosby. Like, David Crosby had a rougher life.
Oof, fuck.
Yeah. So this is the guy who was sitting with a dildo in his ass and deep-throating.
Do you have a picture of him right now?
A white one. I've already closed it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We'll put it on our blog so you can look at it.
We will. We'll put the link up.
Oh, that's so horrible. Like, he shoved a... I have lots of friends that work in the medical industry or whatever, because there's lots of hospitals in Los Angeles. And when anybody works, when I find out if anybody has worked in an ER, my first question is, hey, what's the weirdest thing you guys have ever seen shoved
in
someone's ass?
I'm sure they all have a story.
And yeah, they don't even, they're like, why would you ask that? Because every night it's like a hot pepper, hammer, picture frame. You know what I mean? Gerbil. They're like, why are you insulting me? That's boring. God. Humans are disgusting people.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think in the deer population running around in Michigan, do you think the deer are like, hey, I'm bored.
There's a stop in deer traffic? Deer is deep-throating a plastic rabbit penis or something?
Yeah, deer is so bored he's shoving a pine cone in his anus. Oh, God.
San Francisco, I've got a story. I wasn't aware that in San Francisco, public nudity is basically legal.
Really?
Like, you could walk around with your dick swinging and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, see.
As long as you don't get hard. Is apparently the rule.
Wow.
So now, this is from the Huffington Post. A San Francisco lawmaker said he's open to introducing citywide legislation that could ban public nudity in response to an increase in the number of men who have taken to wearing cock rings in public.
What?
There's a rash of cock ring wearing going on in San Francisco. And
there's got to be a better way to say that.
Apparently they're rash. Apparently they're a little upset about it. Now, here's the second funny part. District 8 Supervisor Scott Wiener.
Shut up.
W-I-E-N-E-R.
Oh, God.
Reports that he's considering a legislative proposal on public nudity. People can have whatever view they want to have on public nudity, he says, but to be walking around with a cock ring on or something similar is just not acceptable, responsible behavior. Wiener, who is openly gay, told the publication. The whole purpose of a cock ring is to draw attention to that area.
To your cock.
Uh-huh. Right. It says, at present, San Francisco allows public nudity as long as an individual is not visibly sexually aroused. Cock rings could be deemed a violation of the law as they're designed to help a man maintain an erect penis.
How much fun is it to be a legislator in San Francisco? I mean, if that was, if I woke up in the morning, like I read an email, like, oh, this is my job today. I got to write a cock ring law. Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
I don't remember any laws like that in Chicago.
No, not at all. Well, first of all, people in Chicago, they probably, I mean, you know, nobody wants to see public nudity in the Midwest.
No.
Disgusting.
That reminds me of when I lived in Wisconsin, there's a place called the, there's a nude beach.
Oh, yeah, I know
this
beach.
Off of the Wisconsin River, the Mezomany Beach.
You and the guys used to go there?
Yeah. No, we had a boat and we'd go down the river and you could see the fucking Mezo Beach. I had friends that had a boat and
was it Fred?
No.
If you're listening.
Yeah, hey Fred. You can see the Mezo Beach and it just wasn't pretty. It's
really?
All, yeah, I know. It's hard to believe.
I took a canoe trip down some fucking river in Wisconsin and I rented a canoe from this guy. This guy was like, well, listen, I need to warn you that about a quarter mile down the river, there's a nude beach. You just keep on paddling, keep to the opposite side of the river, and they won't bother you. Like, they're a bunch of
they
zombies.
Won't bother you.
They're going to eat your face off. But we went by it, and I didn't realize it was a nude beach because I thought, I was like, there's a dude out there fishing. I thought he had a Speedo on. He had just had such a prolific bush. I thought it was, and I couldn't see his, you know, there's no cock.
Like a pink balloon with a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, it really was like a doorbell hidden in ivy or something. I mean, I just assumed it was, but that was the nude beach. It was pretty gross. You know what? It was just a bunch of fat guys with tremendous,
yeah, exactly.
It's tremendous bushes running around playing freeze tag.
Yeah, you're not going to see the Swedish girls volleyball team.
Yeah, but they were chasing each
out
other.
There.
What's that about? I think it
was Jerry Sandusky and
it was him.
Penn State outing with the football team.
Yeah. But I don't know. They were frolicking. I don't know what that was about.
They were frolicking on the Mezo Beach.
So fucked up.
Yeah. So that's in San Francisco. They pride themselves on being a liberal city, it says.
Well, I mean, they could still be liberal.
They think the whole cock ring thing is...
That doesn't mean they're not liberal because they don't allow you to walk around naked with a cock ring on your dick.
I know.
Like, who wouldn't want that anyway? I don't know. This is...
I wonder if it's illegal, going back to those stories from a couple weeks ago, I wonder if it's illegal to jerk off in somebody's hair.
In San Francisco? Yeah. No, I think it's required. What is a cock ring? Like, what do you mean? Like, does it go around the base of your dick to make it hard? Is that a cock ring or is that a piercing they're talking about?
Oh, it's one of those things that slips around the base of your cock. It's like made of rubber or stretchy latex or something. Yeah. Or I think they have hard ones too.
Oh, really?
You cram your cock into and it.
What kind do you have?
I guess it helps keep it hard. It keeps the blood in there or something like that. I don't know.
I would be worried that sounds like just a recipe for off to the emergency room.
It sounds like a medieval torture device.
It doesn't sound good.
Let's see. I've got one. The princess. Is she a princess? She's a duchess.
Princess Kate. Princess Leah.
In England, they've got all their stiff upper lips a Twitter because they're princess. The princess's titties.
Oh, Middleton? Kate Middleton?
Kate Middleton.
Is she a princess?
I think she's a duchess.
Oh. She's a hot piece of ass, let's be honest.
Yeah, her sister has an amazing ass. They were out somewhere, I believe in France, out in the middle of fucking nowhere at some huge estate, and I guess she decided to let the royal jewels all swing out, and there were some pictures that got taken, and they got published in France.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now they're talking about getting published in Italy, and they already published some in Ireland. So there's these pictures all over the place. And they showed – I saw a picture somewhere of where the photographer was standing to take these pictures. and it's like this break in the trees, and then there's this huge valley, and way off in the background is this tiny spot that is a mansion that she was on some balcony.
He was in a perv blind.
It's as if the size of the lens they had to use, it's like if somebody was taking a picture of us looking through the window right now, they're in like fucking Arizona. So far away to take these pictures of this poor woman. Well, now, youporn.com, which is somebody that we mentioned on our crab diving.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube show.
I like RedTube better, but whatever. YouPorn doesn't suck. But RedTube's better.
XNXX.com also. YouPorn is offering that initial magazine an unlimited amount, an open checkbook, they're saying, because the French magazine said they had more that they didn't publish.
Wow. That were,
quote, more intimate.
Shit.
Photos.
This makes me so mad I'm not rich in royalty. Like Kate Middleton is so hot. How much fun would it be to be on some stupid mansion in France and hang out with Kate Middleton while she's topless and naked and doing God knows what to you? I hate that. I'm never going to have anything resembling that because I'm a fucking asshole.
Well, you never know. The show could, take off. We'll be big fucking stars.
Well, I'm waiting. Okay, great. This fucking makes me mad. I can't wait to see those pictures, though. That's going to be great. How are they going to put them out? Like a slideshow or just an expose?
Well, the ones that they published, I think it was in England and in France, they have little spots over her titties. They're censored. So somewhere out there, it's eventually going to leak.
Are Middleton's nipples brown or pink? Because I can't tell. I mean, honestly, from looking at her, I can't fucking tell.
True. Probably.
And I know titties.
Pinkish. Probably pinkish.
Really?
Do they?
See, I think they could be light brown. Light brown and not as, and the areola is not as large as you would think.
Quarters, not silver dollars?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think that's pretty accurate. That's a good story.
I've got a brothel in China.
Oh, I've been there.
That caters to elderly men.
Oh, wait, you've been there.
Oh, fuck you. Police in Southwest China busted a brothel that catered to elderly men, most of whom had been left to live alone by their migrant worker children. The brothel was disguised as a senior citizen recreation center.
What a sad story.
In Chongqing, operated by a local retired couple. It was originally operated like a regular recreation center, but then the owners switched and started offering pornography to the elderly and then started bringing in prostitutes. So grandpa's going off to the adult daycare center, and you think he's going to be, playing tiddlywinks and checkers.
See, that's a good case for you don't need Viagra. It's not about Viagra. It's about the person you're with. You're just extremely tired of fucking them.
All these old men are able to get it up.
Yeah, oddly enough.
With the hookers.
With these hookers they'd never met before. They got a little...
But for the 78-year-old woman next to them, they can't get hard? Why would that happen?
Because they need strange vagina. Especially if they've been migrant workers their whole life in China.
Yeah.
And then they go to this brothel to, I don't know what, end their life with chlamydia, AIDS, and herpes. Chivio.
Chivio.
Cheers Salud. For you. Salute. Oh, man. I've always heard that in old folks' homes and shit, there's always rampant cases of AIDS and gonorrhea and all kinds of shit.
Because everybody's fucking everybody?
Everybody's fucking everybody. I think, I don't know. You think if you're 85 years old and you meet some 82-year-old chippy and you hit it off at the Scrabble board, you think you just look at each other and be like, hey, you want to fuck?
Might as well, because...
Yeah. You think they go get condoms?
What's the point?
Yeah, who gives a shit? There must be so much crabs and shit.
If anybody dies of gonorrhea or syphilis, they're probably a hero. And
they probably get
a... rec center.
Yeah, in the rec center. They probably give them stars and little badges. Like Herman over here has gonorrhea, herpes, and syphilis. So it's like the little... You know what you get. And everybody's caught AIDS from Thelma or something.
Speaking of Thelma...
Oh, yeah?
Do we have any girls named Thelma on besthotgirlspics.com?
No, but what we do have, and we put her up this morning, is this is a great picture. It's entitled, Self-Shot Girl with a Great Ass. Look at... Honestly, you saw this picture.
I did.
Look at her.
It's a picture of a girl who is using her... Is that her cell phone?
No, that's a camera.
It's a camera. She's using a camera and taking a picture of herself in a mirror, and she's leaning over. She's young. She's got big, giant tits.
Yeah.
She's kind of sticking her ass out. She's clothed, but not totally clothed.
If you go to besthotgirlspics.com, just FYI, we have 276 girls that you can jerk it to. Of those 276, 25 are African American, 175 are white, 31 are Asian, and 42 are Latina. And of those 276, 11 are girls kissing girls.
There's our demographic breakdown.
Yeah.
Best Hot Girls Picks. We're an equal opportunity
spanker. Yeah, and it's totally free. Go there and check out whatever
you
want.
It is totally free. Go there and look at hot chicks. But you're not going to see actual mostly nipple or any lips or anything like that.
It's not safe for work, but it's relatively classy. Relatively.
Relatively.
You're not going to see any nudity.
Define classy.
Define classy? That's tough for me because I don't know. I really don't know what is classy. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of chicks bending over and a lot of nipples showing through t-shirts.
Legs thrown up in the air is probably not classy.
Depending on where you're from. I mean, we just read a story about Minnesota and how that guy stopped traffic sucking on a big dick. I mean, who on this shitty planet that we live on has the cojones to say what's classy and what's not classy?
True.
I mean, we're ready to blow this fucking planet up. Israel and Iran, holy shit, you're going to melt our faces into the earth, but yet somebody's going to tell me what's a classy chick to look at on a website. Fuck off.
Oh, and people want to go after porn.
That's true.
Certain political parties that will remain nameless.
Republicans!
Want to
Republicans.
Crack down on porn.
Yeah, that's crappy. There's not enough problems in the world. Really, I mean, what the fuck? Who wants to crack down on porn specifically? You seem like you know what you're talking about.
Well, I think Mitt Romney has said that he will instruct the Justice Department to vigorously enforce the pornography laws that we have now. There's always that vague, that line of what is offensive and what isn't.
You know what's offensive? A bunch of people without fucking jobs, a bunch of wars where we don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right.
Like, you know, the redistribution of wealth in this country should happen. I mean, because it's disgusting. No, seriously, I think we should all – wait, I don't want to get in trouble. No, but I think
– Socialist.
So what? Big fucking deal, man. All these fuckers on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I just want to march these bitches to the ATM and be like, it's time to redistribute.
Well, that's not good either.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You can't just go and rob people.
What are they doing? I want some shit, man. Hey, what have you bought in the last year that's fucking brand new? What have you bought?
Not much.
Nothing.
Dog shit bags.
Oh, wow. What a splurge. God. Listen to – that's crazy.
But that doesn't mean that we should just, you know, turn the people who have money upside down. And
well, okay. Let me ask you this.
How heavy
is the TV that you watch?
On a larger
level. Pretty fucking heavy.
Yeah, I do.
It's not very flat.
Like Russian technology television.
It's a giant TV. Like if we threw that TV, we live on the second story roughly, and a half story. If we threw that TV out the window, it would make a hole in the ground that would go all the way to fucking China. It's so goddamn heavy. So want a better TV, and that might involve some wealth redistribution.
I mean, I think at the larger level of paying taxes and
macro
shit, that people, you know, at the higher levels probably could handle paying a little bit more taxes and being taxed on capital gains.
Fuck,
probably
yes.
A good idea. But I don't think, you know, that we should take money from people.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you,
pitchforks and the torches,
honestly,
and storm Beverly Hills.
Well, what we should and shouldn't do is moot, because what's going to happen is people are going to do that. How much longer are people
But they're
be-
not going to come to K-Town. The people from here
are going
to
go
there. There, yeah.
You're going to see, I guarantee.
We'll be the kings of K-Town because they're all going to go storming Beverly Hills.
Well, I'm going to hide in the bathtub. I don't want any part of a riot. But I'm saying that we're going to see in our lifetime, we are going to see Occupy Wall Street is going to be a joke compared to what people, when people really start losing their homes and fucking really start.
Oh, you think things are gonna get worse? Really?
Yes, I honestly do.
Oh, you think it's gonna go all Hunger Games?
Yes.
And shit, come on.
I never saw or read Hunger Games. I reject that pop culture. But I will, I will say, we're gonna see people in the streets going crazy, burning shit, flipping over cars. Are you kidding me? It's gonna be.
I don't think it's gonna get that bad.
I think it's gonna get that bad, and I think it's gonna get Mad Max, and I think people are tired of being poor. And you know,
within our lifetime,
yeah,
you think it's going to get Mad Max?
Yeah. Well, when do you think you're going to die?
I don't know.
What year?
A while.
That's a fun game.
What year? What year are you going to die?
No, but I mean, how much longer on this planet do you think you have?
I don't 30-ish, 40-ish,
okay.
Maybe, if you go by statistics.
Yeah. Okay. So we're right around the same thing. We're going to see in 30 years. You're telling me you can't see a hunger riot or a poverty riot anywhere in this country? Think about it.
Possibly, I don't.
If we have a natural disaster or some horrible accident that happens
yeah.
with some nuclear reactor somewhere, and I don't know.
Some super volcano could go off, and we're all fucked.
Any of that shit, right? And it just turns the economy on its head.
Welcome to the comedy show. By the way.
Yeah, but. I think about that.
We're having a contest. Send in the year you think you're going to die.
No, I don't. Yeah, listen, I don't think we're going to die. I just think there's going to be, you know, a few more.
You think it's going to get worse before it gets better?
Yes. Fuck yes.
Interesting.
No, I don't think
you're a glass half full, kind of half empty kind of guy.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I am.
Is that the root of your comedy? Do you think that's where it comes from?
What, that I'm totally happy and balanced?
No, the opposite. That you're.
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think the root of anybody that does, well, that root, it doesn't matter. Yeah, my comedy comes from unhappiness. It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, people's unhappiness is funny.
It is. Well, that's where comedy is, I think, you know, to trivialize what makes you cry.
Right, well, yeah, and... You know, bullshit to live through is something that's pretty universal.
I guess.
Unless you're born into...
Like Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
What did he say? What did he say? Well, you read... You're reading some story recently that said he started from nothing. What he earned. Except his house. Except his college education.
He said that something to the effect that he and his wife started from nothing because, yes, they both came from rich families and inherited... lots of money, but they gave all that away, and then they started from scratch.
I'd like to see who they gave that away. I would like to see proof of that. But they gave it all away.
Before that, the parents had paid for Ivy League schools, Ivy League grad schools,
yeah.
And I guess the report said they paid for their first house.
Their first house.
Which I'm sure wasn't...
Yeah, I'm sure it was a modest ranch home in Minnesota where somebody's sucking off a dildo.
Somewhere in Arkansas.
Yeah. That's just a horrible, disgusting. I want to know who they gave that money to. Like, I have this vision of him. I gave it all away. Like, he has this big Brinks truck, and he just shoved it all into some Mark and Dimes cans at a fucking convenience store.
Here's $12 million.
He gives a lot to the church.
Oh, yeah, to the Mormon church?
Yeah. Because he was an elder or something like that in the Mormon
church.
Do
you know I donate 10% of my... income every year away to the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
The Flying Spaghetti Monster, if anybody doesn't know what that is, you can Google that. It's a symbol of atheism. There was a famous atheist years back, and I'm going to get this story wrong probably, but something. He was on a TV show, and it was a famous interview, and he said something to the effect of, I can believe in anything. I can tell you that I believe that a flying spaghetti monster with meatball eyes created the universe, and you can't prove it's wrong. Because when people argue and say, you can't prove God doesn't exist.
I can prove Captain America doesn't fucking exist.
Exactly.
I can prove the Easter Bunny doesn't exist. I can prove
Batman. You can't. You can't.
Well, they don't exist. They're fictional characters in a book, in literature.
But at the basest existential level, you can't prove they don't exist. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
So it's that argument's ridiculous for people to say, if you don't believe in God, you know, how can you – you can't prove that God doesn't exist.
I guess.
When really the burden should be on people to prove that God does exist.
Let me tell you, I know some pretty miserable motherfuckers, and to me, they're proofs that there's not a higher being helping anyone.
All you have to do is go to some of these open mics.
Oh, God, there is no fucking God. I'll be exhibit A through Z. There's not enough letters in the alphabet. I mean, there's no, I mean, you know.
Or, you know, go to anything in showbiz out
here. Open the window!
Go to a play, open the window.
Flying spaghetti monster. It makes me hungry. No other religious figure makes me hungry but the flying spaghetti monster.
Well, you get wafers for Christian.
Communion wafers.
Yeah.
But it's a, you know what's weird in the Catholic Church?
Yeah, transubstantiation.
It's not a symbol. It's right. Supposed to be the flesh, right. The flesh and the blood. The
12
wafer.
Years of Catholic school.
So what is – they're saying that is the flesh.
They – Catholics are taught that through some – miracle of the Lord that the wafer that's made in Taiwan that you get is converted into the actual body of Christ. It's
how's
not
it converted?
Symbolic. It's not symbolic.
How's
it's,
it converted?
It's Jesus magic.
Is there a machine?
Man.
Some 12-year-old in Nepal does it?
It's God. It's well, yes.
Yes.
Some 12-year-old in Nepal is pressing the machine with the juice in it that makes the wafers.
God, that's so fucking crazy. It's nuts. I remember I was dating this Catholic chick, and we were in Illinois somewhere. I met her family, and we were hanging out one weekend, and we all went to church together, and it came time for communion. And I was raised Methodist, and anybody can go take
communion. Oh, my God. Did you go to take communion?
I did. I didn't know any better. I didn't know it mattered that you in a Catholic church, I guess, you have to be Catholic.
Did it burn your tongue?
To take communion. No. And I guess I went down there and I took the communion. And then she was like, why did you take communion? My girlfriend at the time. I said, I don't know. Because it was time for communion. And I always take it at my church. She's like, well, in a Catholic church, you have to be Catholic to take communion. And it totally freaked my parents out.
No, I don't know that that's true because my mom was not Catholic, yet they gave her communion.
But you guys
church.
Are like weird Serbian fuckers.
She was I'm Catholic, or I was Catholic. She was Serbian Orthodox.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's weird. Serbian Orthodox? Yeah, yeah. What does that even mean?
It's very – God, they're really into icons. Like when you walk into their church, a lot of them, there's a picture or a statue that you have to kiss.
God, what a complicated genre things of like fiction that. We're in. I mean, it really is the best science fiction ever. I mean, fucking Star Trek can't hold a candle to the Jesus shit.
Well, look at Scientology. Scientology was a religion invented 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And it has followers. It has people that believe. When it was written 50 years ago by L. Ron Hubbard.
Who is an author.
Who made that shit up, yeah.
Who,
listen. He didn't discover anything. He wasn't digging in at Mount Ararat and found Xenu's spaceship. He came up with that bullshit. Where did it, was he in? How did I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe I don't know. I don't have the sacred scriptures of the Scientologists. I don't know what their basic beliefs are because they're very secretive about it.
Yeah, well, to me, it doesn't make a difference what they believe in. I mean,
did you ever take one of those personality tests?
No, I'm terrified of talking to those people because they'll keep you forever.
They put hot chicks out, though, on Hollywood Boulevard. Have you seen outside the center?
Oh, yeah.
They put hot chicks out there, and they're like, how are you? Would you like a free personality test?
You know how I get out of it? Because you know how I get out of the personality test? I see those chicks, and I was like, yeah, I'll take a personality check if you don't mind if I jack off the whole time. To your likeness. It is nuts, though. I mean, I don't know. There's so many Scientologists here. I think on Best Talk Girls Picks, we should have a Scientology section.
Have you ever met a Scientologist?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, yeah. Now I know a friend of a friend's girlfriend.
Me?
Your friend's girlfriend, yeah.
Who's that? Oh, you can't say it because...
Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about him.
Shit, I don't know who you're talking about.
He's been on TV.
Oh, fuck yeah. I know who you're talking
right,
about.
Right, right. Isn't she a Scientologist?
She totally is a Scientologist.
But I think that's the only actual Scientologist I've ever met.
You know, I met this – I did a play with this chick, and it was years ago. And I remember sitting backstage, and she said, I have a horrible That's a motorcycle just drove by. I have a horrible, horrible headache. She's like, I don't know how I'm going to do this play. And I said, oh, well, you want an Advil? She's like, I can't take Advil.
Christian Scientist?
I think she's a Scientologist. Can they take Advil?
I think oh, well, I don't know. I know Christian Scientists.
She was a Scientologist. I know she was a She was hot, too. Scientologist. And she, but she wouldn't take any Advil because she's like, oh, no, thanks. I don't want. And then I heard from somebody else in the cast that she was a Scientologist. So I just assumed she couldn't take Advil because she was a Scientologist.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I had my first agent when I moved to town here that asked me specifically if I was willing to go out on Scientology auditions because they put out tons of industrials, you know, and training videos and bullshit.
I'd do that. I don't give a fuck.
You get paid, yeah.
Who cares?
You did that Jesus thing.
No, I did. The Left Behind series, the audio drama.
The audio drama.
Yeah, I played if anybody's familiar with the Left Behind series by Tim LaHaye.
I'm sure they're listening. Especially after our atheism talk.
I played Abdullah Smith. He was a Jordanian fighter pilot who converted to Islam. No, converted from Islam to Christianity.
You had to use an accent?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is I got this job, right? And they didn't tell me what it was. And I just show up to this recording studio.
Union?
Yeah.
Oh,
after,
awesome.
And this guy looks at me and he's like, okay, you're going to play Abdullah Smith. Did anybody tell you? And I said, no. He's like, okay, no problem. He's a Jordanian fighter pilot. So, I mean, I don't know how to. So to me, a Jordanian sounds like Apu from The Simpsons.
No.
Like, no, I am Abdullah Smith. That was horrible. It was so horrible. And the thing was, like, the first day, I totally just winged it. But it was
Left Behind is the one about the rapture, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
has the rapture already taken place?
It's taking place.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in a fighter pilot, flying and navigating around the four horsemen of the apocalypse, zooming through the sky.
You're flying through them. Awesome.
It's so ridiculous, and they made so much money. They pulled a Mel Gibson, man. They made so much money.
Those guys, huge money.
They did a literal like adaptation of an action movie from Revelations, and they made buttloads and buttloads of fucking cash. And it's the worst piece of shit ever. It's so horrible.
Maybe we should do a Christian podcast instead.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see how that goes. But I have a friend who was in this Left Behind, and my friend's gay, and it's like he played every bad guy in that show, because every bad guy in Left Behind in the auto drama has a lisp. He talks like this and is like a German interior designer. And he you know how he was killed? There was an episode where this guy was killed. He was stabbed to death with an ice sculpture.
Nice. What was the ice sculpture of?
I don't remember. It was like some pointy thing, and he got stabbed to death, and the murder weapon melted.
It's a garden gnome ice sculpture.
And there was also all these scenes too where we all got to play these like little incidental parts. There were all these like Hindu monks that were burned to death, and so we all had to sit there on mic and scream like we were like, like we were getting burned to death. And we were all so high. Honestly, we would go to these things. I think it was in Wheaton, Illinois. And on our way there, we would drive up. We'd all carpool together. And then when we were waiting to go in, we'd sit in the parking lot and get so fucking stoned.
Wait, wasn't there a bunch – it wasn't a bunch of Christians?
No. Well, there – yes and no. It was –
The crew was all Christian, right? Or the
– Well, what had happened was all the main characters, because they needed people that could talk and act a little bit. So they were all Chicago actors. So it was a bunch of heathens that would carpool in from Chicago. The rest
– Christian for pay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally. And the rest – of the cast was filled out, all the little roles, by people from whatever Christian university was up there. And it was
In Wheaton, yeah,
and it was always
Wheaton College, maybe,
like,
right?
It was a weird mix of people, and they were all friendly and stuff, but that, you know, you can't leave a bunch of fucking degenerate actors in a green room where we would sit around, and we got paid well, so we were happy to sit around. It got catered. We would sit around for 8 hours.
Go in the parking lot and get high.
Oh, yeah. Wait to go up. We were happier than pigs and shit. But I mean, what are we going to talk about for 8 hours? It's going to get a little dicey here and there.
Oh, you get actors? Yeah.
But there are so many hot chicks that went to that Bible university. Holy shit.
All virgins.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, bullshit. I guarantee you, if any of us would have hooked up with those girls, they would have put us to shame, man. I bet those girls.
They're bad.
I think they're so dirty. They're dirty little whores. They are.
How many of them do you think will end up on besthotgirlspace.com?
100%. 100%.
What do you think is the average on the poll from Wheaton College or whatever 100%. That Christian college is?
100%. They're also
repressed.
Fucking closeted and repressed. They can't have fun. They're all walking around in turtlenecks and corduroys all day. It's just like what's bubbling up inside of their crotches can't be contained, man. It's going to be like a nuclear motherfucking meltdown. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, man, something's making me horny. And it's just like some big explosion out of their vag.
Well, speaking of vaginas, check out besthotgirlspics.com. We're going to wrap things up here. Check out crabdiving.com. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on YouTube. What am I forgetting?
No, nothing.
Tapature.
Yeah.
Pinterest. We're all over the fucking place.
We're everywhere in the cybersphere.
We're trying to get on a Christian podcast network, so you can listen to us there.
Like us on Facebook, fuckers.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out.
Go fuck yourself.